I tell you what, here at Rosie on the House, we're here to beat the hot, hot, hot house inside your ho, ho, ho home. Now listen, Dave and I haven't even touched our article that we've gotten to. We wrote energy saving ideas for every homeowner and their budget. We have six ideas on things you can do for free. They don't cost you a single penny. We've got about eight ideas of things you can do for $100. We've got five ideas you can do for $500, three ideas you can do for $1,000, and what you can expect to save when you spend that money. And you can find all that at rosieonthehouse.com, hashtag energy audit. David Byrne of Green ID, Rosie Certified Home Energy Auditor. We are making a special offer this hour. We appreciate that. Schedule a home energy audit with Green ID now at 602-926-1650 and book it now. David will give you a $50 gift card when they show up, driving the price of your energy audit from $99 to $49. At $99 is the best money you can spend. At $49, it's a no-brainer. You've got to do this. Not every energy audit company is created equal. We trust David and his team as a Rosie Certified Home Energy Auditor to be thorough. And if you book now, David and I will pick three homeowners randomly to actually come out and do the inspection ourselves. You'll get David Byrne, the owner of Green ID, and you'll get myself, Rosie Romero, and we'll come out and we'll do the energy audit at your home. Call now, 602-926-1650. David, can we take a call? We've got a Mr. Sure. Jim been on hold very patiently here. Let's take Jim, and then we'll get back to our conversation on money-saving tips. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Question I've got. Don't know if I need to be concerned about it, but return air, for instance, I just checked it, going in at 71 degrees, and it's being sent out at 61 degrees in one room, so a 10-degree split, and then 14 degrees in another room, which is the same air conditioning unit. So at one point it's 10 degrees, one point it's 14 as far as the difference coming back out. Is that something to be concerned about?
Well, it could be from the duct and the heat gain that 14-degree split has in the ductwork is probably a longer run from the unit. Is that right? Or which one is further away from the unit?
Actually, the one that's further away is supplying colder air.
Okay.
What would you want to see? What do we call that? The delta T, right? Mm-hmm. The difference between the temperature returning and the temperature supplying. And he's like Rosie; he keeps his house pretty cool because it's returning at 71 degrees. So that delta T, optimally, they usually tell you to expect about 15 degrees, don't they?
Yes, that's right.
Now the question for Jim is, why would one room be 10 and another room be so much more? And that's really a duct design dilemma. It's got
to
be.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get to, and it could be how the ducts are routed. Sometimes they do something that doesn't make any sense. They'll double back on themselves, or they'll split off in an odd way. So I'd like to see it and see how the ducts are routed. And we could tell kind of what's going on from that.
Yeah, the actual degree split, Jim, isn't a problem. The amount of split, the fact that it's so different in the two different rooms, that's a pressure mapping question. That's a ductwork layout question that can be solved.
Mm-hmm.
And for $49, if you want Green ID to come out and take a look at it, man, you can't get a better deal than that. So, Jim, we appreciate the call. Now, we've talked about what you can do for free, what you can do for $100, what you can do for $500. We've only got about a minute left. But one of the things you can do is seal your ducts. And you're going to spend a little bit more money for that. But, boy, mm-hmm. you're going to get a big payback for that.
Yeah, and that's the most common recommendation we have for homes, sealing the ductwork. It's the biggest energy saver typically, just because our air conditioners are working so hard. And even if you have a high efficiency system, if there's duct leakage, it's compromising that system. And so
you spent extra money buying that big high sear to air condition your attic.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. Air filters. What's your choice?
I have a 3-inch HEPA filter in mine.
Okay.
So it's a pleated filter, but they're 3 inches deep, and you don't sacrifice airflow as much.
Okay, very good. So that's in conflict with what I generally tell people, do a 1-inch, but the 3-inch requires a special return air plenum.
Yes.
A little bit extra accommodation. But that's exactly what I've got at my house, the 3-inch plenum. Yes, absolutely. So we thought we disagreed, but we were wrong. We agree. Very good. Y'all have a great week. We'll be back next Saturday morning.